Okay, time for me to chat to my next guest. You know her well. She's Anne Hertzberg. She chats to us very regularly here on Chai FM. She's legal advisor of NGO Monitor and an expert in lawfare. And an awful article published in the Times of Israel today talking about a UN commission claiming that Israel has deliberately targeted Gaza children, which has resulted in a genocide. That's the discussion that we will be having right now. Anne, as always, thank you so much for chatting to us here on Chai FM.
Good afternoon. Great to be with you.
I was going to say, one day you and I are going to like talk about, I don't know, cheesecake recipes or something else.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Just kind of strikes me, oh my goodness, anytime something awful happens in the world as regards Jews, we go and chat to Anne. But this one is particularly awful because it just touches on so much that is just so wrong. So let's start with this headline. The claim, the UN Commission of Inquiry says Israel deliberately targeted children and this amounts to genocide. From a legal standpoint, is this extraordinary for a UN body to make such a direct accusation without presenting verifiable evidence?
Well, you know, unfortunately, several of these UN bodies, and in particular the one that issued this report, you know, this is unfortunately not an aberration. They routinely issue these types of libelous reports, blood libel reports, you know, that are, it's outrageous, you know, and at some point, you wonder, like, the claims are so, you know, sort of like along lines with the dog rape.
Yes.
Allegations, yes, which yes, were yes. also preposterous. You know, at some point you just have to like throw up your hands and, you know, just be like, I'm not playing this game anymore with these people, because they're all bad faith actors. And they have no interest in conducting a credible inquiry. And like the several other reports and inquiries they've done, this one is the same.
Are you able to tell me?
So it's hard to even, you know how to respond to these people.
No, I understand that because it's utterly ludicrous, but I suppose we've got to deal with it in any event. I'm just, let's start at the very beginning. What are you able to tell me about this particular UN Commission of Inquiry? Who appointed it? Who makes it up? Who gives them the terms of reference?
So,
tell me about it.
So this inquiry was set up in May 2021 after the war between Hamas and Israel that occurred then. It was established at the time, it was a very close vote at the Human Rights Council. It almost did not pass, which was highly unusual. It was not supported by any of the Western countries. It was, what made this panel different than other fact-finding missions is it was set up as a permanent panel to target Israel.
Yeah.
And since then, they issue two reports a year. They're funded to the tune of millions of dollars a year. They have, from what we know, approximately 20 people on staff who they refuse to name who these people are, because they know if we knew who the people were behind these reports, it would be outrageous that these people are considered to be credible investigators. And the face of these commission started off with Navi Pillay, who in South Africa you're probably quite familiar with,
mm-hmm.
and a man named Chris Sidoti and a man named Maloun Kothari. Maloun Kothari was censured for making vile anti-Semitic remarks, claiming that Jews control social media. Sidoti and Pillay have also made outrageous anti-Semitic remarks. Last year, they were worried they were going to be sanctioned by the Trump administration. And so two of them left the commission in the fall, and they have reconstituted the panel, including Chris Sidoti, who has remained. But it's the same garbage in, garbage out. And, you know, so that's who we're dealing with. It's this completely unaccountable body within the Human Rights Council that you can't even know who works there. that just is churning out these reports with millions of dollars from taxpayers.
And then taken as absolute gospel truth by everybody reading them,
which
I found pretty astounding. You know, I don't know, I'm getting to the point where I think we've got to play the game differently. I'm thinking about an organization like Shirat HaDin, which I think does God's work on this planet right now. I kind of think we need to redirect our funding from Holocaust memorial centers, because we know, as Dora Horn says, that people like dead Jews. But maybe we need to weaponize law. Maybe we actually need the Israeli NGO, legal NGAs, to actually file charges and prosecute these sorts of people. I mean, it doesn't help when you don't know who they are. But those who you do, I mean, maybe that's the role of Israel in the world, is to actually hold these people to account. How can you infer intent in a genocide matter?
Well, yeah, I mean, that the charges themselves are outrageous. Of course, Israel is not deliberately targeting children. Besides the fact that they completely ignore Hamas, you know, like that in of itself is an outrageous claim. When we're talking about genocide, the whole libel of genocide is a form of atrocity inversion.
Yeah.
Because they want to divert attention from the actual genocide that was taking place on October 7th and really has been going on since Iran, you know, since the regime in Iran came to power. They have been carrying out a genocidal plan against the Jews and against Israelis, which they're executing. And Hamas was an integral part of that. October 7th was an integral part of that plan. And that is the actual genocide taking place. And it is a genocide because they are inciting to genocide. They have committed actual acts of genocide. And so that is one of the reasons this commission was set up, was to deflect from things like that and to minimize and erase terrorism against Israelis and Jews. And that is their function. That is the function that they serve in the UN.
How does this get stopped? And they should be held accountable. How does this get stopped?
Yeah, unfortunately, there is no enforcement mechanism to deal with these people. So the only way to stop them, you know, you can do sort of what the Trump administration did, which is putting sanctions on them. You can do things, in the U.S. they are removing immunity from UNRWA so that UNRWA employees and officials can be prosecuted for international crimes. There is no immunity for international crimes, but you know, the U.N. is going to make that claim that they have immunity, but a country could waive immunity. And you know, and the other thing that could be done is governments should stop giving them money and just say, you know what, if the Human Rights Council wants money from us, disband this panel or else we're not giving it to you.
And that's pretty astounding.
That's really what can be done. But unfortunately, you know, many governments just don't have the will to stop it, unfortunately.
And we're going to leave it there today. Thank you, as always, for your valuable input.